Angefangen habe ich als Gitarrist 10 Jahre und Sänger in die ganzen 60er Jahre. Und ich habe aber Posaune studiert und immer Jazz gehört und improvisierte Musik. Und dann habe ich dann Anfang der 70er Jahre einfach das Instrument gewechselt und die Musik, weil dieses Rockmusik hatte keine Chance. Da hätte ich meine Texte nicht singen können und hätte mir die Haare abschneiden müssen, und um da Karriere zu machen. Und das ging dann, war mit der Posaune dann gar kein Thema mehr. Also keine Frage. Ich konnte meine Musik machen. Anfang der 70er Jahre habe ich dann angefangen, improvisierte Musik zu spielen. Da hat mir eigentlich niemand reingeredet. Und dann, in der Zeit wurde das auch ziemlich Mode in der DDR. Nicht nur in der DDR, das war international auch eine Mode. Und ja, das war eigentlich eine ganz schöne Zeit. Und es ist heute eigentlich immer noch die meiste Musik. Ich bin in Berlin, die meiste Musik ist in Ostberlin. Die meisten Clubs sind in Friedrichshain, Prenzlauer Berg, Mitte, Stadtbezirk Mitte, alles Ostberlin. Ich denke, das ist eine internationale Mode. Improvisation kam auch mit der Klassik. Penderecki, Lutoslawski habe ich viel gehört in der DDR. Und da war viel Improvisation in dem komponiert auch, also für Improvisierer komponiert.
Well, my beginnings, I suppose, it's a lot to do with my father in a way. He, in the late 30s, I mean in the early 30s, he lived in America and Canada. And when I was born in 1939, when I was a young kid, he'd brought all these recordings back from there. And so I heard Duke Ellington, Tex Beneke, Fats Waller, Nellie Lutcher, all these American artists. And that, in a way, got my interest in the music. But as a kid, you take it for granted, you know, because it's in the house. So you don't think it's anything special, in a way. It's what you hear. And I lived in a working class area of England in the north when it was industrial. And so there was no music around in the bars or anything, in the pubs and anything like that. So it was only what you had in the house or what you heard on the radio. So when I left school, I was 15 years old when I left school. I didn't have any examinations to my name or anything like that. So I just had this idea that I wanted to play music similar the recordings that I'd heard. They inspired me. I didn't want to work in a factory and I didn't want to work down a mine. I had aspirations to do something. And it just happened that my parents bought me a saxophone, an old Buse saxophone. And then I started to try and play like, you know, the musicians on the recordings I'd heard. And that's where I actually began. But because I was exposed to a lot of music at an early age, I think that I always looked for musicians who had a special voice. They had a different sound to their voice or a different way of playing a phrase. Like one of my first main influences was Ernie Henry. He was a lead alto player with Dizzy Gillespie. And he only made about 4 recordings before he died, but he had this turn of phrase that was his own. And that's what always appealed to me. And in the long run, I thought what these people were telling me was somehow, in some way, to find your own voice. Don't just copy what they do, because they didn't just copy what the other people did. You learn how the music works, and then you use it in the way that you gradually develop your own voice over the years. And that's where improvisation came in for me.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Die ersten Improvisierer, die kamen alle aus Tanzbands, Soulbands oder so in den Ende der 60er Jahre. Und es gab Sessions, Jam-Sessions in einem Club in Berlin. Ich war in Berlin und da hat man sich mit Musikern von anderen Bands getroffen und hat frei improvisiert. Und dann hat man irgendwann gesagt, wollen wir nicht weitermachen. Ne? So, also, das kam durch Jam-Sessions. Naja, zuerst in den 70er Jahren in Osteuropa mit dem Jazz nicht so oft. Die Osteuropäischen in Polen, die haben sich lieber westdeutsche oder westeuropäische Musiker geholt. In Ungarn haben wir öfter gespielt, ja. Das sind wir öfter gefragt worden. Manchmal in der Tschechoslowakei, in Prag beim Jazzfestival, aber nicht so oft. Also eigentlich waren die Tourneen alle in der DDR. Ja, in der DDR war ja kulturell überhaupt nicht so viel los. Da gab es nicht so ein großes Angebot. Und da brauchte man auch keine große Werbung zu machen. Das hat sich rumgesprochen und das war immer voll. Also.
Well, I originally was in the 16 in a group called the Spontaneous Music Ensemble. That was like quite a radical group in the 60s with John Stevens, Paul Rutherford, Evan Parker. Derek Bailey, and I was one of the members of that group that developed the music. As I went on, I felt I needed to do or experiment with something different, but still use my improvisational skills, but in the context of, there was a lot of African musicians that I knew, so I formed a group called the Mwari Music Drum Orchestra, which I've got a recording here of that. And basically it was drums, four drummers who sang from Ghana, five drummers, I mean, one played the kit, four played hand drums, and a bass player, and myself. And we didn't speak about the music. We just started to play the music. And I had that band for a good 16 or 17 years. That was a band that certain people in the improvisation scene had decided that I wasn't improvising anymore. They decided that that wasn't improvisation. But for me, it was just as much as what I'm going to do tonight with Connie, except he's with African musicians. So with them, you play more rhythm. Well, I see it all as the same thing. It's the same thing, really. You practice to, in order to respond in the moment that the music's happening. So whether you're playing bebop or whatever, you should still be improvising. If you're just playing a load of Charlie Parker licks, you are kind of improvising. But he was a fantastic improviser. So he's the person that inspired me to improvise. It's very important. So any context that I've been in all my life, it's basically, since the 60s anyway, it's been purely improvisation of one kind or another.
Thank you.
I very rarely have played concerts where I've just done it for the money. I've chosen just to do what I wanted to do. So consequently, you don't work as much as some other people, but that's part of the...
Naja, man muss ein eigenes Material erarbeiten, woran man zu erkennen ist. Und also das muss irgendwie... muss irgendwie besondere Melodien, eine eigene Melodik erfinden. Das finde ich wichtig. Und dann würde ich ein bisschen dramaturgisch denken. Das ist nicht schlecht, wenn man auch noch komponiert. Wir nennen ja diese improvisierte Musik auch noch Instant Composing. Und das ist eigentlich Voraussetzung.
Well, I've known Conny for a long time, since I used to go and play in East Germany when he was locked away there. That's the first I met,
yeah.
And his brother. And we played together then, but we haven't played probably since then. So tonight, we have to improvise, in the true sense of the word. Well, I think he was scheduled to play with somebody else, though, weren't
he? Yeah, maybe.
I'm kind of depping.
there is a booking guy, Jimmy Wunderlich in Berlin. He said, you can play in Budapest. What do you want to do? And I said, okay, who else is in your booking list? And then he said, Trevor. Oh yeah, I play with Trevor. Yeah, I practice every day. Yesterday, before yesterday, yeah. Hours. I think yeah. you too. And now we come together and
you practice individually, so you can maybe pick up things in the moment and make them into. I mean, the whole idea of the music. There was a lot of musicians out there who are improvising, but they have a set way of doing it with the people that they play with. And it's not improvisation in the purest sense, in a way. It's only when your mind is either clear, you're playing with a person, you clear your mind, you have to have that go from there, not have things in here that you're going to play. It has to come from the first sound. That to me is pure improvisation. But I think all music is improvised in the first place, even if you're going to write it down. It's got to come from somewhere. In a spontaneous moment, you think of that idea, and then maybe you want to write a symphony in the end, but the first idea is always pure in a way.
Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm.